Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, kicking off a Monday, kicking off the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. Took that gun out. I recorded a video, posted it up about it, and then I took the gun out again and shot it yesterday. This gun brings the goods. Their Black Friday sale right now today. You can start the pre-orders if that is something you want to do. Ensure that there's going to be one at this tremendously cut price. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to talk to Robin Knapp from G-Code. Simply because this is the Christmas season and, the buying season, the Black Friday week and all these other things. And if you are looking for some stuff for yourself or if you have somebody that you want to gift certain gun items to, I'm going to bring you the best stuff that's out there. There's a lot of people I know that claim to be anarchists. But what is an anarchist? What is an anarchist? The leftist wants to live in eternal revolt and permanent rage against injustice, whether it's real or perceived, of the world around him. And if you rectify those injustices, that's never enough. They must be continually on the move, inventing new or resurrecting old injustice. They inherently and irrevocably, they are anarchists. They don't know what fundamental transformation actually looks like since it's never existed in reality. For them, the current order, whatever it is irretrievably and eternally flawed and without remedy. So it must be destroyed. And they must at all costs keep those fires burning. In that leftist spirit of never letting that crisis go to waste, the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, is kept on the front burner. And the fire is stoked even hotter because unrest is a given in leftist ideology. Stoking racial unrest is a particularly favorite tactic of the left as it evokes memories of the most significant battles against racism that were fought in the 50s and the 60s when many of today's prominent liberals were very young. For some, the battle's victories came in the form of Martin Luther King's passive resistance coupled with moral exhortation based upon the concept of a common humanity for all mankind. For others, it was the Watts riots that became the definitive response to racial prejudice. And the leftist mantra went something like this: burn it down, burn it all down. It gives off such a lovely light. Leftists are perennially unhappy with peace and blind to any improvement of race relations. Leftist activities today are still hell-bent on scripting and acting out endless acts that imitate past plays. Continually evoking the past makes the left feel alive. So they supply the kindling and the match to incidents that would flame out if they were not stoked into conflagration by professional race hustlers who take a tragic incident as an indicator that America is still systemically and critically sick with racism. Professional activists are bussed in, and our radical-in-chief meets with activists that are hell-bent on creating racial chaos. But that's not enough. More racial chaos is stoked. The appetite for crisis is never satiated, as crises are the left's means for their aim of radically transforming America into their own image. In order for that transformation to continue, they say, let's create more chaos by announcing amnesty for millions near or on the same day the Ferguson incident is ruled on by the grand jury. Let's reinforce the chaotic open border policy by rewarding those who have broken the law with instant legalization. Let's introduce even more chaos into the system. For them, it's a healthy development that meaningfully disturbs the present national construct, its stabilizing institutions and foundational documents. They get to create the perfect storm. The leftists, they love war of all kinds. They adore disorder and they seek chaos, all the while proclaiming that they are aiming at establishing permanent peace. Conflict is considered good because it is necessary to keep the historical process of fundamental change continually going forward. That is why the left, though sometimes uneasily, fundamentally identifies with terrorists around the world. Islamists and the left are in basic alignment with Islamist prophetic call for destruction in order to bring in an ideal world. It's along the same lines of Cloward and Piven. That is why our left-leaning administration supports terrorism or plays it down. They're actually emphatic to terrorism, including homegrown terrorism that advances socialism, because fundamental transformation requires destruction of the old order. In both cases, Islamism and socialism, communism alike, terror is considered a legitimate policy instrument. Because if the manufactured crises were to cease, the leftist rationale for their existence would also cease. But if the leftist is successful in sowing the seed of destruction and actually harvests what he sows, the resultant chaos would overwhelm him too. They don't know what they create. When he sees that he can't count on the authority of old institutions to preserve order, when he notices the mob is at his own gated community, when the government he hates actually begins to break down according to plan and he begins to suffer the consequences of destruction that he fomented, where will stability to protect him and his interests be found? Where is he going to find that security? He will find security in supra-constitutional entities. He will find security with gun-owning Americans. He will find security with patriots that believe in the old order. But he's looking for authoritarianism characterized by executive orders and decrees and in paramilitary groups that respond to his commands alone. And that will be his undoing. He will find stability in tyranny. And authoritarianism is always the end game of the left. And what stands against that? What in your mind's eye stands against that? They will try to draw upon the police and the military to empower them so that the bureaucracy can continue to flourish. But the problem with the perfect storm is that it consumes itself. Now, we can try to push for congressional authority to try to rein some of this in. But today, more than any other time in our history, we need to be ready to stand alone. And it will be people like you and me and our quaint notions of freedom and liberty that will be the salvation of this country. It'll be the salvation of our neighbors. It'll be the salvation of our loved ones. And this will happen all over the place, and the Republic will survive. So stand back, pay attention, and prepare. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
To you live from the Frog Blue Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. Black Friday sale has kicked off today. Your pre-orders are welcome there. Go check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Let's go to the phones. We're going to talk to Ian in South Florida. He wants to talk about anarchy. Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Bill?
I am. I'm just trying to cope. How about yourself?
You and me both.
What's on your mind?
I was just calling to talk to you about anarchy. I know you're talking more so about the leftists out there, and I just want to set the record straight for you and the listeners out there. There's more than just those crazy guys that want to go out there and wreck things.
There's no doubt about that.
I wanted to be sure we set the record straight on that. Anyone who wants to know about more about it, read anything from Murray Rothbard, Bob Murphy, Walter Block, anybody like that. Find a podcast from people like Chris Cantwell, anybody like that. You'll be fine. You'll find out that people want no government, and they want a capitalistic free society.
Well, I don't really know that I would call that anarchy, though.
In a sense, the way it's portrayed or parlanced by Murray Rothbard is, since the absence of a state, anarchy means without rulers. You have no ruler except yourself and the society you choose to live in.
Well, I don't remember which foreign country it was. There was a foreign country a couple of years back that went 13 months without any elected government, and nothing happened. Nothing fell through the cracks. They didn't go up in flames or anything. I don't really know that I would call that anarchy, though. It's that would be a capitalistic, pure, free society. There's some things that might come along that might actually require some sort of a governmental function, but I don't know that I would call that anarchy.
Well, if it is, it's without those, that's actually what anarchy is, without a ruler. If you have no system in place of rules, you and your society you live in just lives, it's in effect anarchistic.
Yeah, but whenever I think about anarchy, I think about mass confusion, fires and flames and lawlessness and everything else. That doesn't sound like any of that. Maybe Webster needs to redefine the type of society that you're describing, which is good with me. I'm good to go with it. I have a hard time sitting here and saying, oh, that's so anarchic. Such an anarchy. It's just nothing but, it's the epitome. I can't fathom it.
Well, right. That's a lot to do with, the political parlance of, usage of words and how they change throughout time and how they've been
redefining. Well, I mean, in the early days, early days of the government, the liberals were the ones that were for liberty.
Exactly, correct.
They repackage it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They repackage it all the time. But, yes, I was just speaking to certain things that are happening right now and who the players are behind that. But there's different teams on the anarchy bench, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we try to kick the other ones off the bench because they're not really anarchy. In the truest sense of the word. They just want to replace government with a different thing and call it not government.
Right. Exactly.
Weird people.
So, we on the same page, you and me, we're good?
We're all good. You know that. We're always good.
Roger that.
Set the record straight.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Being told by the ninjas that Chuck Hagel just resigned, I don't have any difficulty believing that. So that's another cabinet membership that's going to have to pass through the Republican-controlled Congress or Senate now. We'll see how that plays. We'll see how that plays. I know with Lynch, I know the replacement they're trying to do at Attorney General, that one of the things they're going to call into question is her overly enthusiastic backing of civil forfeiture and seizure. Because that's become a business. That's become a way to fundraise. Stealing things from people without any due process and without them ever being charged with a crime. But that, In other places, the NSA and the U.S. Cyber Command has acknowledged for the first time what everybody already knew, that our power grid is weak in consideration of a concentrated cyber attack and could be taken down by China and one or two other countries that have the capability to successfully launch such a cyber attack. The thing about the cyber attack shutting down the power grid. Now, for $300 or $400, you can buy a gas-powered generator. You can go out and buy 3 or 4 tanks of propane. You can sit out an awful lot of stuff with just those two things. But then there's going to come the time where the people that aren't warm and don't have food, they might be coming at you. And then this is the time where the leftists in your neighborhood will be seeking you out because you're prepared for trouble as well. You're not looking for it, have no desire to actually make it start, but you are very well prepared to repel it if it comes to it. And, you know, if it were to go down, if the power grid were to go down, the fastest way for it to get back up would be for a group of armed citizens to go to the power companies so they can get out in the field and actually provide them some protection while they do it. Because the police aren't going to be there. Oh, no, they will be pulling back, too. They'll be in the dark as well. I've been told by many people before that if you want to find out how well prepared you are, spend 10 days without electricity. And this would be a test. Those that are unprepared to sustain themselves for an indefinite period would be faced with urgent decisions of basic survival. Under those circumstances, the prospects for widespread and extended looting and rioting would become near certainties. For their part, the authorities, you know, will still be on the job, but there will be mass desertions of the authorities. The authorities will not be able to function without our augmentation. You want to see a grocery store still stay open? Gas will still be available. Diesel will still be available. They'll have to do something to get it pumped into it, but they'll find a way to do that. You want to see a grocery store still stay open? Get a group of your friends. Pull up whatever long gun you got. Go and reassure the people there you won't allow any looting and stand guard. It will be the community that survives. It will not, you know, the individuals can come together and make the community survive. And the activists who are demanding common sense gun safety law will face a moral choice should these worst fears come to pass. This will, you know, look at Ferguson right now. They are arming up in crazy numbers right now. Right now, they are arming up in crazy numbers. And that's because the worst fears are coming to pass. The perfect storm. Tell Tom, if he would, to hold on through the break, because it's happening in 10 seconds, and I'll be happy to get to him as soon as I can. You and me, we're the ones prepared for everything that's happening right now. We are the ones ready for this. It's good to be prepared. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Lionheart Industries. The Black Friday sale is open right now for pre-orders. Go to lionheartindustries.com. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Maryland, first off, thanks very much for holding, sir. You also want to talk about anarchists. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was hoping you might ask the proponent of anarchy that just called how he might feel if we were in such a non-governmental situation with the prospective rioting that so many people are worried about.
See, that's the thing about true anarchy. True anarchy like that would be, that's the problem with it. That's the problem with it, the lawlessness. The type of anarchy that he was describing, to a certain degree, it's sort of like the gun-free utopia. You're depending completely and totally on everyone being of the same state of mind and being willing to live and let live. And, you know, with some people, that's just not going to happen.
Well, I knew what you were getting at. In fact, I looked it up real quick while I was on hold, and Webster's defines anarchy as a lack of orderly government, and in their thesaurus entry, they note that it is the absence of effective government or, and this is what you were getting at, the resulting social disorder. Now, I think if you have a group of people who have the same culture, the same ideas of right and wrong and what justice is and isn't, I think you could get along without having a formal type of government. However, in a multicultural area like the United States, I believe that if you try to go with a live-and-let-live system, you would end up on many instances what you had in that recent movie called The Purge. I don't know if you saw it or not. It was a movie about how people could vent by government order once a year for a 12-hour period, and pretty much everything was on the table, from robbery, rape, murder, you name it. Whatever your gripe was, you could do it for 7 hours, and then the rest of the year you had to be good. Now, you have for a 7-hour period sheer terror and horror because you have no government, and people are doing what they think is the appropriate measure, or you just have people being lunatics. And that's what you would have if you had really no formal type of government. It's usually something I hear from younger people, and it's a nice idea, but if you've been around for a while and you've seen how many areas of this country are, you realize that it's a pipe dream. It's something that simply we're not evolved enough to have at this point in time a live-and-let-live idea. Again, it's a nice idea to think about and to strive for, but believe me, I'd rather have a somewhat oppressive government. And believe me, I have a lot of gripes with the current government system, but look at the alternative.
Well, you know, here's what I would say. Let's say me and you, Tom, we set up our free enterprise, total non-governmental utopian society. You and I are going to sit down, and we're going to realize that there's going to be a need to defend that. So we're going to have to set up some method of defense for that, and that's going to create a structure, and then it can evolve simply from there. It can evolve simply from there.
If you think if this country actually followed what the founders and the framers set down on paper, we would have 50 different experiments of how different types of government or non-government might work. You would have some areas that might have a live and let live type system. And like you said, there'd be an outgrowth of how to defend it and keep it and protect it in some way, shape, or form. But you would have all these different areas that would have different forms of government. However, with a central government, the way we have it today, you can't stick to what the framers wanted.
Now, the framers envisioned a federalist-based republic, and everybody wants to say, well, we exist in a democracy. And even the ones that say that don't know what they're talking about. If we really existed in a democracy right now, at the beginning of the next congressional session, all the Democrats would go home because they're in the minority now. They would have no voice. So it's wordsmithing. It's getting out there and taking words and trying to change names for this and that and the other. It's the new normal. I just my very basic philosophy is to keep what I love close to me, fight for what I believe in, and be prepared to fight to the death for it. And I think that pretty much covers every form of government that might come along.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we started out at some point in time with no form of government, and we evolved to everywhere in the world that is civilized and has really an advanced society, in quotes, with some form of formal government. So we started out with none, and certainly there was a worldwide realization that you have to have something. And I would argue that with any anarchist to this day.
Well, it's just part of man. I mean, if we can get electricity, then everybody wants electricity. There's going to have to be a structure to get that to them. Water, you name it, any sort of thing, and defense and keeping order. All of that requires structure. You cannot rely upon the good nature of man because not all men are good natured. Some people just want to see the world burn, just like they said in Batman. So I agree.
I'll leave you with this. With all due respect to the anarchists out there, I hope one day we do evolve where each individual has personal honor and integrity and does not need to have a structured form of government to keep them on the straight and narrow. I hope we reach that point in evolution one day.
Well, it's either going to take some, it is going to take a degree of evolution, or at the very worst, I guess we could hope for the Vulcans to detect that we have achieved warp speed and let us know that there's a big universe of other beings out there.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm in no way tipping my hat to Darwin in any way when I use the word evolution. I'm speaking strictly in our personal development.
Well, I mean, I knew exactly what you were talking about. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Transcendence is what you're referring to, yeah?
Getting close to the God, yes, sir.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Tom. Stay safe.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not against government. I'm for the government that our founders envisioned. I'm very much against a centralized government, a centralized government that intrudes on everything. If the federal government were to actually operate within the bounds of constitutionality, being a congressman would be a part-time job, and that would be fine. They don't need to be professional politicians. They need to go home to the drugstore and the podiatry practice and running the tractor lot and everything else. They need to go back to that. If we were actually able to get back to that, then that would be true transcendence in a nation this big. It does require a certain degree of structure in order to keep everything on the up and up. We don't want to be so free. And there's no such word as so free, but we don't want to be so alone. You know, living free, living off the grid, living free of the man and everything. That's one thing. It's quite another thing to be out there on your own, totally reliant upon yourself. Some of you could do that without batting an eyelash. And a lot of us, some of us, would die from it. And that's where all of the unrest comes from. Those moral decisions, those drastic moments where the unprepared look at the prepared and say, I've got to have some of that. They're not interested in learning what you've learned. They're not interested in learning how to fish. They want to take your fish. So for me, it's sort of a minefield of a subject, because I've always known that, you know, just like the Shaolin monks discovered, they wanted to have a utopian society of evolved minds, but they didn't have any means to defend it, and they used to get kicked all over the place until they developed the martial art, until Bodhidharma showed up on their shores and opened the doors and found a bunch of sickly old men, and he actually taught them what it meant to fight, and then they became a power. They became in a position of strength. To keep the peace, you have to be strong. You can't just be peaceful. That's the meaning of a true pacifist. A true pacifist has an option. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey, everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of this show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. They're going to have a gigantic blowout Black Friday sale starting Friday. Those prices will be good through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Cyber Monday. And they're taking pre-orders starting today. Due to the overwhelming demand. If this is something you're looking at, and believe me, I took the gun out and shot it some more yesterday. Posted a video about the shooting that I'd done prior to it. If you're looking for a gun, if it's a double action gun you seek, this is the gun for you. This is at the price point it's at, you're buying a lot of gun. You're buying a lot of gun. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. I need to get some music for the backing of this, actually. It needs to be sort of like soap opera music, but I don't have it yet. Dr. Ben Carson got out there, and he was at a podium, and he was talking, and Barack Obama was sitting right beside him, and he basically took Barack Obama to task, and then everybody out there, for some reason, decided he was presidential. Well, last year, he did some substantial damage to himself and to his constitutional cred by suggesting that the Second Amendment somehow is limited by wherever you live. When he was asked where he stood on gun ownership, he told Glenn Beck, it depends on where you live. If you live in the midst of a lot of people, and I'm afraid that semi-automatic weapon is going to fall into the hands of a crazy person, I would rather you not have it. This is the same thing as somebody telling you that you can't open carry a gun because somebody might take it from you. He went on to say that if he lived out in the country somewhere by himself, he had no problem. Or if you, more importantly, lived out somewhere out in the country by yourself, he has no problem with you owning a semi-automatic weapon. You know what? That's not constitutional. That's not conservative. I hate to break it to you, but Ben Carson is a product of his upbringing. He's a product of his environment, and he thinks that your God-given rights are all based upon your geographic location. How does he feel about the First Amendment or the Fourth? How does he feel about those? Or the Fifth? Does he have any differing feelings about them based on where you live? Probably not. Since then, he's tried multiple times to clarify his initial remarks, but the explanations have never truly managed to undo the original damage. This residual ambiguity is not going to fly, I'm afraid. This past Wednesday night, He hosted a conference call for his supporters in which he tried again to strengthen his position. Coming from Bloomberg Politics, which in and of itself seems sort of weird that this is where it's coming from, Carson said on the call, and Bloomberg got to listen in, "There seems to be a group of people, I don't know exactly who they are, who seize upon one part of something that I said. Sometimes people just hear one little thing and they don't hear anything else." He said he could have been more precise in his answer to Beck. "Perhaps I didn't convey it appropriately. I wanted to convey that, you know, I've lived in urban areas, I've worked in urban areas, I've seen a lot of carnage, and I'd prefer a situation where the kinds of weapons that create that kind of carnage don't fall into the hands of criminal elements or insane people. But that is secondary to the desire to always defend the Second Amendment." That's not an explanation to me. That's anti-gun. For me, that's anti-gun. He's saying that people in urban areas, everybody that lives in urban, all of you that live in urban areas, you can't be trusted. He's ignoring how many people across the country on a regular, this is what I like about politicians. They'll talk about something they don't know about and just step all over parts of their reproductive system doing it and still not take the time once they get called out on it to go do a little research. And they want to run the country. This guy wants to run the country. If he were in a position of national leadership, Carson said he would seek to allow people to possess any kind of weapon they can legally buy, including automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons. Whoa, thanks so much, Doc. You are such a patriot. I appreciate you taking it upon yourself to allow me to possess something that God gave me the right to own. Thank you. He said that under no circumstances would he allow a bureaucrat to remove any law-abiding citizen's rights for any kind of weapon that they want to protect themselves. You know what? Here's my problem with this. If he's anti-gun, that's fine. Be anti-gun. I don't care. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine. Mine has a lot of facts to back up the carrying of some of these things. Everything I own has a purpose with me. No matter how outrageous it is, you can be against that all you like. That's fine. But you, sir, are flip-flopping because you want to be in power. You have no conviction. You lack conviction. Where's that at? Do you think that we need more of the same thing? We've already got a veritable beltway full of people that don't have conviction. The liberals have conviction. Conservatives have conviction, but I mean, there's enough people out there hanging around with each other and having drinks after they have these heated debates on the floor to, you know, the flip-flopping. I'm tired of the flip-flopping. I've told many politicians, stand up and say what your constituents want you to say, and don't worry about being reelected because you'll get reelected whether you want to or not. This is a problem Trey Gowdy runs into. Trey Gowdy doesn't like being in politics. He hates being in Washington, D.C. When he sits down at the chair, when he sits down and he's grilling somebody, he takes his role very seriously. And it's not about toeing the line. But, when they go out of session every Friday, he's on the first thing smoking, coming back to the upstate of South Carolina. He doesn't like it there. That guy's got conviction. That guy believes in his constituents. This guy is reactionary. Ben Carson is a reactionary. He's sticking his finger up in the wind. He's discovering that, you know, the gun-toting populace is a very formidable force to to go up against. And now he's trying to backtrack. He's said what he believes. He's already said it. He had that moment of candor that he had no idea that this was what was going to happen. He's been so busy dealing with reasonable people that, you know, the unreasonable constitutionalist, which is what I am. I'm unreasonable. As long as it's in the Constitution, it's fine. You guys have no idea. It's just a piece of paper to some people. But nobody out there in government has the right, the power, the mandate. It's not in the Constitution. It's nowhere to be found. Nobody out there has the right to tell somebody which arms that they're allowed to keep and bear, including these evil semi-automatic featured guns. I'm so tired of this whole It's a cosmetic argument. It has nothing to do with how lethal a gun is. What makes a gun lethal is the caliber and the barrel. Everything else is just surrounding supporting cast. Some can have lots of supporting cast, like box-fed magazines. Doesn't make them any more lethal. Each round coming out is not going to become some sort of death-dealing machine unless it hits a target. And that barrel is what makes that happen. But let me just give you this statement again. I wanted to convey that, you know, I've lived in urban areas. I've worked in urban areas. I've seen a lot of carnage, and I'd prefer a situation where the kinds of weapons that create that kind of carnage don't fall in the hands of criminal elements or insane people. See, the criminals would not be able to have carnage if they didn't have these kinds of weapons. I'm sure everybody's been noticing on the mainstream media this latest story about the AR-15 gang. Biggest gang in the United States, running around with semi-automatic weapons, taking on everybody. They can't be stopped. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't really exist. That's because they use handguns. Handguns. You've fallen for the line of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Brady Campaign, the Bloombergians, the Moms Demand Attention. You're out there paying attention to the wrong people. You need to go back to practicing medicine. I think you might have been pretty good at that. That's your wheelhouse. Please stay within that because you have no idea what you're talking about otherwise. Don't let these pseudo-conservatives, because they get out there and they do one right thing, check them out a little deeper than that. Don't fall for the facade. It's not about packaging. They've got to have depth of character. This guy has none. We'll be right back going into hour number two. We'll be back with Robin Knapp from G-Code on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.